I mean, Melly shot just me against him. Try to be as patient as possible on my feet.
How'd you feel tonight? Oh, just cool. Dialed in for the most part? Or?
Yeah, I felt good out there, you know, seeing the puck pretty well. Guys are doing a good job of holding them away from me so I can see the shot lane at most of the times.
When you prepare for the penalty shot, there's that little bit of time before he's going to come down on you. What is there a thought process you go through while you're waiting for that shot to come?
I just breathe and enjoy the moment. You know, it's nothing more I can do about it. I just try to refocus, take a couple of deep breaths, and start looking forward for it.
You really, when Donato came across and you made that glove save, I think he thought for sure he had a goal. But I mean, I think talking to you recently, do you feel like you're just never out of a play?
Well, as a goalie, you certainly are not. There's not a play where you can't throw yourself out there, or make a stick save, or even throw your stick sometimes. I mean, it's not legal, but you can try. So that's how I feel.
What does this say for your team? I mean, you both played in net, both you and Carter. You get 3 out of 4 points on the road against 2 very good teams. What does this say about your team?
That we're a terrific team. Top of the league. So and we've got to stick with it. It's a tough league. You can't just take anything for granted. You're just as good as your last game, you know? Mm-hmm. So just got to get back to work now to we go back to Buffalo.
Is it any more gratifying to make a save like Donato's and then the play comes up and they score right away in your mind?
Nah, it's hockey, you know? It doesn't matter if I make a great save or make no saves and they score, you know? It's still going to be one goal up on the board.
Did you hear the whistle before the puck went in the net on the goal that they disallowed?
Yep, I did.
So you knew right away it wasn't going to count?
Well, you never know for sure. Mm-hmm. He might consider that he didn't blow the whistle before, but in my mind I felt that he blew the whistle beforehand. So that's why I kind of kept the puck for myself.